Pastor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening. This is Dirt Doctor Radio, and we are here for you for most of you, or for everybody, one way or the other, for 3 hours, either live on your radio station or live streamed on DirtDoctor.com. And we have the app. We have the Dirt Doctor app where we're running 24-7. Marty Whittakin's show is there, too. If you haven't checked that out, just go to Dirt Doctor Radio. Had a real nice visit with people up in Denison, Texas yesterday. We did a little talk up there, and it was really interesting because we had some people that have known me for a long time on the radio and the columns and everything, and a lot of new people there, a lot of people that hadn't heard how the organic program that we recommend works. And I think the biggest surprise to several people, in fact, I had some conversations, was about how dangerous some of the products that are commonly recommended and used a whole lot are. The top of the list there, Roundup, and had a lot of good conversations with people who understood that that's a real issue and a product that should not be being used related to degenerative diseases of all kind, including autism. And so got a lot of people coming to the website, I think, and maybe listening today. Welcome aboard, and hope you have a lot of good luck with the techniques that we recommend. They work very, very well. And I've got great news for everybody, especially the SPCA. From previous features, the dogs that we've talked about, Frida, Nikki, Dandelion, and Zoe, were all adopted. Thanks for that. I'm delighted that that's going on. Zoe was the one-eyed dog, and the others were various cutie pies. This week's dog is Athena. Athena's 9-year-old, 58-pound black lab, and you need to take a look at her picture on our website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and just go to the SPCA button. She's got a fancy headdress on, and she looks like a good one for you. She's soft and sweet as she can be. She's pretty active, meaning she definitely enjoys playtime. She's happy riding in a car, sticking her head out the window, and loves children, to be a great dog for a family with kids of any age. Bring them by and meet her first. They encourage you doing that. And I encourage people to do that as well, because it's a beautiful facility. The Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. It's just west of downtown Dallas. Information, address, and all that's on our website, dirtdoctor.com. And, of course, that's for the people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Those of you in other parts of the country, and we know we're talking to folks coast to coast and border to border, support your local rescue organizations there. It's a great thing to do, more for you than the dogs and the pets, the cats too, and other pets. And also, I needed to tell you, there's a special kind of deal going on, Dogtober. During the month of October, all dog adoptions are half off, so they're doing a special situation there in the Dallas SPCA. In Howard's Garden, we got a bunch of things to talk about. We'll work them in as we go. Let's see what else came up at the Denton thing. One of the issues that people are still talking about is mosquitoes, and people didn't ask me in front of the whole crowd there, but some of the people did ask me in private about what I recommend on mosquitoes. And, you know, there's something kind of interesting going on. Judy and I were noticing yesterday on some different sites, and even in our yard, there were quite a few mosquitoes, maybe from the last rain. that we had. And I haven't heard much talk from the city and the county here in our area about spraying from airplanes and trucks. And I don't know if it's going on or just not hearing about it, or if they're not finding any mosquitoes that are carrying the virus and the various problems. So that's kind of toned down a little bit. If it has, I'm delighted. The bee people, and there were several at the event in Denison yesterday, are still talking about just getting hammered, and the pesticides in general, not just the spraying for mosquitoes, although that's probably top of the chart, but people spraying toxic chemicals like the neonicotinoids and various other toxic chemicals have really hurt honeybee production. And the people there at the event yesterday were talking along the same lines I was talking about, and that is establishing as much biodiversity as possible. And then that simply means plant as many different kinds of plants as you can, so you have flowers all through the year, not just in the spring, but flowers that bloom summer and fall, and even some in the winter, different colors, different sizes of flowers, as much diversity as you can offer. Not only helps the honeybees, but also the other pollinators. Bumblebees are even more important for a lot of crops, and the mason bees, the green lace wings, the black soldier flies, a lot of the insects that I talk about in my presentations and everything, they're beautiful to have in the garden in the first place, but they're also really good for helping to control pest insects and also the pollination, which is a very important thing. One of the issues that has come up the most, in fact, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday, related to disease and turf. Several people bought copies. They had my books there, and several people bought the turf book and were asking me about diseases in turf. Brown patch in St. Augustine grass and other turf grasses as well is fairly rampant out there right now, probably because we've had some pretty good rains here and there. And like some of our neighbors, we've got a commercial neighbor and we've got at least one residential neighbor that can't quite figure out that you should turn the sprinkler system off if it's been raining. And that goes on a lot. So if you're loading up the moisture level on your property, watering every day or every other day, which this time of the year is ridiculous to do, you're probably seeing a lot of this brown patch. If you're still using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, you know, the stuff that we don't recommend, you're probably seeing some of this brown patch in the St. Augustine grass. Hopefully you're not using the weed and feed fertilizers. Those are the worst things. You're way past time to do it. If you're spending your money on weed and feed fertilizers right now, you're literally just throwing your money away. So you shouldn't do that from a timing standpoint, but you also shouldn't do it from a toxicity standpoint. And that also hurts the biological activity in the soil and leads to this issue that people are asking me about, this brown patch in St. Augustine grass. So I'm going to wait till after this first break and come back and talk about what I do recommend, but I just wanted to point out to everybody that the first step of that, not having that disease as a problem, is to cut out the stuff that we recommend cutting out in general to go organic. High nitrogen fertilizers, the nitrogen-only fertilizers, are the second worst choice you can choose, and they're recommended a lot, especially here in Texas, and I think in some other parts of the country as well, because there appears on the soil test a very high level of phosphorus. So for some reason, they've decided to recommend nitrogen-only fertilizers. There's nothing that you can do worse than putting out a single-element fertilizer like that as far as throwing things out of balance, fouling up biological activity, making trace minerals not available to the plants, and all leading to the diseases. That's the second worst thing you can do. First worst thing you can do is the chemical pre-emergence weed and feed fertilizers. They are really, really, really bad. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for them. One of them, I was telling the people yesterday, a weed and feed fertilizer chemical fertilizer has fertilizer and pesticides in the same bag, and those two products are not designed to go out at the same time. Well, that's kind of hard not to do if they're mixed together in the bag. Even some of the chemical pushers agree with me on not using the chemical pre-emergent, weed and feed fertilizers. Let me tell you what to do instead on brown patch. There's a very easy and very good, thorough, effective control. A couple of them, but one better than all the rest that I'll tell you about right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 if you want to be on with me. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. Regactis probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. Regactive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for Regactive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with me. People starting to call in already, but jump on. I won't be too long with other things here. It is 866-1-866-444-3478. The birds are very loud and active this morning, so we're getting ready to go here. Brown patch in St. Augustine grass. Doesn't matter whether you live in the south or north and have bluegrass, fescue, rye, things like that up north or down here in the south, the St. Augustine grass. Some other turf grasses will have it too, but St. Augustine's probably more susceptible to it than other grasses. I think people tend to overwater St. Augustine more than other grasses is one of the things. But you can have it. It is a fungal disease. Brown patch starts off as little spots that turn brown. They can be round or amoeba shaped, and then they grow and enlarge. The first time you get it, it's not going to kill the turf, but it stresses it quite a bit. And if you let it continue to happen over and over, you will have some damage. The way to control it best is with cornmeal. And a lot of people laugh about that, and a lot of people turn up their nose about those kinds of ideas. But cornmeal is incredible. It was actually discovered as a treatment for Rhizoctonia, which is a fungus that is the brown patch, Rhizoctonia. It was discovered by the A&M Research Station in Stephenville, Texas, a long time ago. Joe McFarlane and his people there, his research people, discovered it in peanut trials. They were growing peanuts, and they were studying various things. But one of the things they were looking at is disease control. They had Rhizoctonia on the peanuts. It was one of the common things that they deal with. And they noticed just accidentally one day, or maybe by design, I don't know, but they noticed that when the peanut crop followed a corn crop, in rotation, rotating the crops, that they had very, very little Rhizoctonia. So Joe talked to me at a speech one day. He came up and he wondered when I was going to start giving them not such a hard time about not being organic. He said he was organic at home and at the research station, and he had something that he wanted to tell me about, which was this corn thing. And when he told me about it, he said, "Now, don't you go telling people on the radio that this will cure brown patch and other things, because he saw my eyes get really big when he told me about what they had discovered. And, of course, that weekend I told, you know, several tens of thousands of people about the idea, and I started recommending it to some of my consulting customers and things like that. And lo and behold, we saw great results. And what you do is you take whole ground cornmeal and broadcast it like a fertilizer. You put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per thousand square feet, and it shuts down the rhizoctonia. And the reason it works so well is that it doesn't kill anything. It stimulates it. You're providing with the cornmeal, you're actually physically directly putting it out, but more importantly, you're indirectly stimulating a beneficial organism to grow. Once you put the cornmeal out, called trichoderma. Trichoderma is a fungus that actually, if it gets overpowering, it can be a pathogen itself. That's all microorganisms basically have that characteristic. Even the bad pathogens that we talk about, if they're in their proper percentage, proper balance, you know, in the soil, whether it's vegetable garden, herb garden, or landscaping, they go from being pathogenic to being helpful by doing something that the other microbes don't do. So the way this works is you put out cornmeal when you have these turf diseases, broadcast it like a fertilizer. It stimulates trichoderma fungus. The trichoderma overpowers the rhizoctonia or whatever the other fungus is. It'll even help with some bacterial diseases and shuts down the problem. Now, if you don't cut back on the watering and stop using the fertilizers that I went through, that you shouldn't be using, the nitrogen-only stuff, the high-nitrogen stuff, the weed and feed, it will come back. And when it comes back, when rhizoctonia comes back, brown patch comes back in lawn, turf areas, it's harder to control the second time. The cornmeal doesn't work quite as well the second time around. And it just makes sense because you're messing up the balance of things. And we found that if you do make a mistake or the people maintaining your place keep watering too much, keep fertilizing too much, and the brown patch comes back the second time around, you'll have better results using something like hydrogen peroxide or garlic, dry garlic broadcast, or garlic liquid sprayed. It's a weird deal how that works, but that's how it works. The commercial product that is a hydrogen peroxide product, there's two ways to go there if you want to go that way. Those of you in the professional business out there can use a product called Xeratol, and it contains a hydrogen peroxide type of a base. And if you want to use generic hydrogen peroxide, you can go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, go into the library, and in the library we've got an entry called hydrogen peroxide dilution rates, and we've got a chart that talks about all the different ways of mixing hydrogen peroxide for all the various uses. Well, a little long-winded. I promise I'll go to the phones. Clint, Trophy Club will be first up, and then we'll get to your calls next, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back right after this.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. As promised, we're going to go to the Trophy Club and see what's up with Clint first thing today. Hello, Clint.
Hey, Howard. We had spoke last Sunday, and you had highly recommended an organic lawn service, which I promptly called on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And I told a nice young lady named Jackie that I wanted to have my lawn aerated and fertilized. And she said, that's fine. Where do you live? And when I told her Trophy Club, she said, oh, dear, we're located in McKinney, and we don't go any further west than Flower Mound and Louisville.
Okay. Well, there's a company in Fort Worth that you might try, and we're still, you know, trying to get as many people as we can to call us with companies that are going this route. But the one in Fort Worth that might come to you, probably will, is AJ Southwest.
AJ Southwest.
Yeah, I'll give that a call. But any landscape contractor can do what we recommend. It's just a matter, you know, of them being open-minded, and when you ask them about it, instead of trying to talk you out of it, they say, yeah, we'd love to do that. You know, you can tell them that the information is on our website. Plus, they can contact us. They can do the Ask Howard thing or send us an email, and we will be glad to give them information about the wholesale distributors they can contact and buy the products. And, of course, the program is in black and white and very simple to follow right on our website and in all my books as well.
Okay. Do you have their phone number handy?
No, I don't. Just look it up there in the phone book, though, in Fort Worth.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right, I'll give it a whirl Monday. Thank you.
Okay,
Howard.
Appreciate the call, and appreciate people trying to go organic. And I know there's not that many people in the industry that are out there. There are a lot of people, but they tend to be fairly small, and they have, you know, a really good clientele, and they're not really set up to be expanding and all. So it's one of those things. And like I said, anybody can do it. And if you call somebody or you run into a company that's working in your area anyway, and you ask them if they'll do the organic program, you can find out real quick whether they're going to be open-minded about it and work with you or not. If they say, no, it's stupid, there's nothing wrong with the chemicals, you know, fine, goodbye, and talk to somebody else. But if they are open-minded and say, yeah, I'd love to try to figure out how to do that with you, or if they say, yeah, I do that also, the chemicals too, some companies still do both, which is tough to do, and it's a little bit dicey. I had some issues, for example, early on through the first part of trying to convert a lot of the big commercial landscapes over to organics. There weren't any big companies, with the exception of Lambert's, that did 100% organic programs. And so some of the really big jobs that we did, like Radio Shack and Fort Worth, some of the largest companies in the business did the work. And I was there one day on Radio Shack specifically, and I looked on the truck, and the truck was loaded up with synthetic fertilizer. And I barely caught it and, you know, got it shut down. The point being, if the company is used to using the wrong stuff, you know, and they're doing other projects during the day, you know, with basically the same equipment, it's pretty easy for them to make a mistake and get yours wrong. So we will continue to work to build up as many a list of as many contractors as we can that do the total organic thing. It's not where it ought to be. In fact, it's not even close. So you just have to ask around and try to get people to help you. The wholesale distribution people, we need to get with them and do a little better job of getting a list from them of folks that are buying a lot of the organic products, and track down the folks that are really into organic, so we can get that information to you a little better than we have. In the meantime, you can do it yourself. It's not hard to do it. And once again, any landscape contractor, mow and blow company, small, one person company in a pickup truck can buy the products wholesale and put them out, and you can give them the information right from our website and books. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. A couple of quick things before we go back to the phones. The Texas Organic Research Center has a course now. You've heard me talk about it, the Natural Organic Certification course. It's right on line. It's 15 chapters. You take one at a time. You have to pass the test at the end of each chapter, 100%, and at the end you get a certificate of being certified. And we'd love to have you. It's for homeowners as well as people in the business. And one of the things we do on the show each week is that we give away one of the classes, and you win it by properly identifying the picture. We've got John coming up, I just noticed, wants to guess what the picture is. The first person who either gives us an email and identifies the picture, it's the one right on the homepage. There's windows right on the homepage. Those little buttons under it go through four different pictures. One explains the test, one's an introduction to the organic program, and one is a picture of a plant that you try to identify to win one of these courses. Let's just see if John happens to know what it is this morning. It's a plant that has white flowers. John?
Yes.
What's your best guess?
I think it's snow on the mountain.
Snow on the Mountain. That's an interesting, pretty good guess, but it's not exactly it. But appreciate your call. Do you have a question for me while we're here?
No, I don't. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, okay? So it's wide open. People can guess that plant. It is, I'll give you a hint, it's a native plant. It's not one that we talk about a whole lot, but it's one that's pretty interesting, especially what it does when the weather gets really cold. My tea this morning is pretty good. I did fennel, bay, and lemon verbena. The Turk's cap, I tossed a couple of Turk's cap flowers in. The Turk's cap's blooming really well all over the place. My pink one is blooming almost better. It's getting larger for sure than the red Turk's cap. So all those things make a good tea. I think my favorite ingredient in it has become the apple cider vinegar. I drink apple cider vinegar a little bit every day just with water or in a wheatgrass drink, but putting it in the herb tea is really a nice touch. I started doing it a year ago or something, and I think it's a good addition. The other thing that we need to talk about a little bit in Howard's Garden before we go back to the phones. Oh, by the way, the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Is leaf management. We've had a lot of leaves falling because we've had this crazy weather. We had really nice cool weather, and then it got hot as it can be for a few days. Now it's beautifully cool once again, talking about here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And as a result, there's leaves all over the place. So step one is, you know, we'll be talking about this for a while. Step one is to mulch those leaves into the turf. There's nothing negative that happens from that. It's all positive. Just, you know, don't use a grass catcher and mulch those leaves right into the turf. And when you get to the point where you've done that as much as you can, or if you're like us in our front yard, we don't have any turf. We only have ground cover and granite walkways and that sort of thing. You put the leaves in the driveway and grind them up in the driveway and then use the ground up leaves, which will have a tremendously reduced volume over in the beds. As a mulch, it's a great way to use the leaves. And then once you have done all of that you need to do, you put the remainder in the compost pile. The compost pile's the third choice. Never do we recommend putting the leaves ground up or whole in bags and sending them off to the landfill. That ought to be illegal in every city in the country, in the world, for that matter. But still, a lot of people mysteriously throw away that valuable resource. We can talk about compost some. It's one of the issues that we always deal with in my seminars and my talks. But it's not as complicated as you might think. And a place for the leaves to go when you've used all of them that you can use in other ways. Let's go to Teague, Texas, talk to Murray next. Hello, Murray, listening on our Dirt Doctor app, huh?
Yeah, I'm on an app on my iPhone that gets different radio channels. I can't remember the name of it, but it gets 6:60 a.m.
Oh,
in
good.
Dallas.
Yeah. I use one called Select Radio. Is that the one you use?
Well, let me look here.
It doesn't matter. I was just kind of curious. I think there's probably more than one of those companies around.
Yeah, it's called Simple Radio.
Simple Radio. I think that's the one I use, not Select, but Simple. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it works very well.
What can I do for you this morning?
You were talking about how to cure or treat brown patch in San Augustine grass.
Mm-hmm.
And over the winter, I have a problem with, you know, the top growth, of course, goes dormant and then gets real thin. And the next thing I know, I got more dirt than I do grass. And I assume it's related to root fungus, which I guess that's a similar condition to that brown patch, right?
Well, the brown patch is in the soil, and it primarily attacks the runners, the rhizomes, and even the stolons to a degree. When you reach down and grab a hold of grass that has this brown patch and pull on it, it just comes loose. from the ground. That's a real easy way to identify that it's specifically the brown patch.
Okay.
Yeah. But the cornmeal, like I talked early in the show, is the solution.
Well, and my local feed store has a product that they call corn gluten. It's a pellet type product. When I think of cornmeal, I think of more a granular, kind of a powdery type substance.
Right, you're right. Corn gluten meal is also a product that we recommend. It's the natural pre-emergent, natural weed and feed. Too late to use it for the pre-emergent part, but you could use it for the disease control. It will work on disease control just like whole ground cornmeal, but not quite as well. And it also costs a whole lot more money. So whole ground cornmeal would be better. Let me put you on hold, Murray, if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina, natural organic products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I'm going to need to make a note here. I thought of something else in Howard's garden that a lot of people are running into that I need to talk about a little bit, and that's spots on those leaves that are falling off the trees. A lot of times there's some spots, some fungal leaf spot on those leaves as well, and we'll talk about that when I can work it in here for you. Right now, Paul in Blue Ridge, Texas is up. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Howard. I was calling, and I just built a home out in Blue Ridge, and I've got about 4 acres in the front of the property, and it's been nothing but just weeds for the last 20-something years, and probably farmland before that. Just wanting to know what would be the best way to get this thing started. I mean, we've got tore up ground and silt that runs off the back coming up to the front, and I'm diverting that water away from the yard now. But I'd like to have something to where I could have some decent grass to cut in the front to make it look like a landscaped lawn.
Well, I tell you what I would do if it were my place, Paul. The step one is I'd put out lava sand. This new lava sand from American Rio is just fantastic, and I'd put it out at least a ton per acre. And it's remarkable what that stuff will do as far as helping to hold the moisture and take you the direction that you want to go, building the biological activity and having it more productive. And you don't even have to plant anything new. You'll just see new grasses and forbs come up, and if you don't mind that kind of a mixture, you can just use that and keep it mowed. If not, you can plant new seed and stuff. My personal approach would be to do also as step two is keep an eye on tree trimming that's going on in your area, and whenever you see somebody doing line clearing,
right.
Or
we have a bunch of that going on right now.
Well, great. Go tap on the shoulder of the tree care company that's doing the work and see what kind of deal you can make for them to bring the ground up trimmings over and dump them on your property.
Really?
Now, a lot of times when they're doing clearing, they'll just leave the piles on the property where they're working if they're doing a new road intersection or something like that. And so you may end up having to pay them a little bit to bring them to you. On the other hand, if they're taking them to a landfill somewhere, they would much prefer to put them on your property than to drive, a greater distance. And then what you do in your situation, have them dumped, the tree trimmings dumped on your place, and then just get a tractor or by hand or however you can do it.
I've got a bobcat so we can move that around.
Yeah, it'd be great. Just spread them out as ground cover on the property. You will be amazed at what that simple application will do for the health. That, along with a lava sand, it would be the only two things that I would do, and then later on, as budget allows, put out some organic fertilizer at some point in time. But
Is now a good time to do that?
Oh, yeah. It'd be perfect time to do it.
What about on the lava sand? Do you just I have a four-wheeler that we have a spreader. Can I just put it in that spreader and spread it that way?
Sure.
On the lava sand? Okay.
Now, the one thing about lava sand that's a little frustrating to people is that it has moisture in it always, and that's one of the great things about lava sand is it holds moisture at a good level for a longer period of time than even compost does. And so sometimes it'll bridge real badly in spreaders, and you have to kind of bounce it as you go.
Right.
If that happens, you may have to rent a commercial spreader that has a vibrator on it or something like that. The larger ranches that put out lava sand use what's called a lime spreader, and it'll flow through
them fine. That is.
The other thing you can do with lava sand to make it go through the spreader easier is mix it with some dry product, either an organic fertilizer or a humate. Or
like corn gluten meal.
Dry like that, and then it'll flow through the spreader without any problem at all.
Okay. And should I cut the grass one good time before I do these applications? Or?
It'd probably be easier to make the applications if you do it, and one good cutting down a year, if you're going to let it be kind of a pasture-type grass or a real natural kind of a turf, is to mow it down, and doing it in the fall is a good time to do it.
Okay, and the best, it has a lot of, like if you drive out across it, it'll just beat you to death. Is there anything like just, I guess, take a rake or a disc and just disc it to try to level it down would be the best thing?
That would be fine. In your case, probably the best way to go. The other way is to hire somebody to come in with a pretty good size aerator that does core aeration.
Right.
And core aerate the heck out of it, maybe go one direction and then another, and then you can rake the cores from the high spots into the low spots, and
that's
kind of a cut-and-fill situation. But the tree trimmings mulch going mostly into the low areas as you rake it around. If you've got any kind of tractor, you could also set up kind of a drag behind
it,
you know,
drag
a
behind it.
Yeah,
right.
A frame or
I've got an I-beam that I drag.
Yeah, that would work. You could also use chain link fence fabric.
What was the place I could get that lava sand in bulk?
If you contact the company direct, it's American Rio, and they've got a banner ad on our website, and you can just do a website search for them.
Thank you, Howard.
They'll help you out. Appreciate the call very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number for the second hour is same as the first hour. And the third, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The spots on the leaves on the red oaks, I said I was going to talk about. It is a fungus. It's more cosmetic than really harmful. So you can spray with Garrett juice and put some hydrogen peroxide in the spray if you want to. It'll help, and it'll help for next year, but you don't have to do it. It's more cosmetic than anything. I'm the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away.